Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars.
You famously put a tripod into one of your stories.
And Flight of the Conchords.
I was talking to Gatesy recently, and he is devastated that, you know, they've streamlined all the Star Wars stories. He's like, they've written us out of continuity.
No, they're not canon.
It's all Gatesy had left. Yeah. He's furious.
So for our international listeners, tripods are a very popular musical comedy trio.
Yep.
And yeah, I remember hearing that they'd been put into a Star Wars book, and I was so jealous.
I was writing with my co-writer Shane Dix at this point, and we used to throw little jokes into each other in various drafts. And I wrote the first draft of this particular book, and I threw them in. I needed names for three characters, and I thought, oh, I like tripod. They'll like this. I'll chuck it in. I'll see if Shane spots it. And he didn't spot it. He didn't say anything. And I thought, well, I should probably take it out, you know, because the Star Wars people don't like that kind of stuff. But I left it in. I thought my editor will probably spot it for sure. She didn't spot it. None of the copy editors spotted it. And about this time I was thinking, it's probably too late to say anything. No one will notice. Nobody else has noticed at this point. But like within an hour of the book coming out in Melbourne, it's on the proto-internet, you know. Yeah. And suddenly the tripod are doing a song on Triple J on their breakfast show. And I'm being rung up, you know, to say, oh my God, they wrote a song about your story. I'm thinking, whoa, I might never get another job ever again in Star Wars.
Because that was when they used to do you remember when Tripod used to do the song in an hour on Triple J? And funnily enough, I used to sometimes see it when I'd be in a Triple J. They would churn through it. But when they had to do the Star Wars one, Gatesy said it was the hardest one because they're all such fans. So it was just the three of them going, yeah, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this, we can do this. And then eventually it was like, we've got to write a song in 5 minutes. And they'd spent so much time churning through it. But their names, you know, like, yeah, Scott, Gatesy and Yon. Like, Yon sounds like he's from Yavin. Like, it just...
That's right. I just changed the spelling a bit, I think.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. When you wrote a novel, were you, because it had to fit into a larger tapestry, were you given beats that you had to hit, or how did it work?
Depends on the book. I mean, with the New Jedi Order series, I was flown to the Skywalker Ranch to discuss the storyline.
Don't just drop that like this. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah,
thank you for noticing that. I'm
just rewind. I felt Steel just go, whoa.
it was an amazing experience for me being a Star Wars fanboy. And, you know, they flew me over there took me out to the ranch. I mean, it's that simple, but the ranch is the ranch. You know, there are hundreds of people who work there. And this was back when everything was at the ranch, before they moved out to the Presidio. I was driven out there by Sue Rostoni, I think, who was then kind of in charge of all that stuff. And she made it very clear to me that if I saw George, not to rush up to him and go, oh my God, 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 can I be autographed here on my forehead? You know, please, 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 please. I love you, I love you, I love Star Wars. Please don't do that. Because he's a working guy, you know. He is here today, he's a working guy, there are 300 guests on the site. If they all do that, he's not going to get any work done. I went, all right, okay, if I have to. And the place is full of Star Wars memorabilia, like giant life-size Darth Vaders and R2Ds. Everywhere you turn, there's something new and amazing.
Well, and they've also got a giant life-size George Lucas.
Yeah, that's right. He moves too. I saw him walking and talking.
That was the first of the CGI that he worked on.
That's right. Explains the hair. So we went to the meeting, and to combine two questions into one answer, they sat me down and said, okay, now here's the Bible for the New Jedi Order, and this giant slab of paper slams down on the desk in front of me. And he said, now you're doing a trilogy, three books. If you turn to page 462, the bottom half of that page, see those three paragraphs? That's the outline for your trilogy, and because we're not using one particular character, you can cut two of those paragraphs. So over the course of 2 days, we devised the entire story kind of from scratch. We knew the beginning point, we knew the end point of our trilogy, and then we came up with the story in between those two points. So we did that. We started doing that in the morning. Then we went to lunch. And, of course, Skywalker Ranch grows all its own food, or a lot of its own food. So they have this, they have three cafes, three restaurants where you have a menu, different menu every day, and it prints out which produce they're using. And I'm sitting down looking at the menu thinking, oh, my God, I'm eating at Skywalker Ranch. And maybe I can go to the toilet in Skywalker Ranch too. That'd be exciting.
Yeah. And were you eating Wookiee cookies? Yeah. Some Boba Fettuccine?
I was drinking Solo.
Yoda soda?
And Sue leans over and nudges me and says, now, don't freak out. Remember what I said to you earlier? Don't freak out. Yeah. But George is just sitting two tables over there. And I looked over and there it was. There was George Lucas sitting there talking to someone I didn't even look at, that other person, sitting there eating his lunch. And I thought, this is amazing. I'm in the same room as George Lucas. And then when we finished lunch, I got to walk past him. I made sure that on the way to the door, I walked right past him. And I literally brushed past him, and I thought, I could reach out now and pluck one of his hairs and, you know, maybe clone him or something. But I thought two things could happen. Either he would scream and call for security, and that would be the end of my Star Wars career, or the whole lot would just slide off.
Yeah.
And that would be the end of my Star Wars career, so I didn't do it.
You unravel him. He was always a hair follicle.
And the beard's like secretly connected to his flannel shirt, so it all just comes down. So was this pre-Phantom Menace that you were there? Or? No,
this was 2000, I think. So,
just after.
And they were talking about Sue had read the script for episode 2, and she was kind of dropping sly little hints and saying, you know, there's something like this in here, so we can't do that in our story. And so that was very exciting. She said she enjoyed the script, and that made me feel full of hope.
Yeah, they said to you, like, there's going to be a really boring love story, so you can't do that. And we've got that covered.
Everyone in your book has to like sand, okay?
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes, along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.